What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Strength to Endure podcast. This is the 12th episode of the Strength to Endure podcast, and in this episode, we talk about a big move that I just made in my life. I just signed up for an Ironman. Given that Harry has done a lot of Ironmans and I've done zero Ironmans, Harry gives me some really great advice, and a lot of this advice is advice that a lot of triathletes, and actually not even just triathletes, but swimmers, runners, cyclists, all of you guys can take away some really valuable information from this podcast. So without further ado, this is the 12th episode of the Strength to Endure podcast. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Oh man, I sound great. Well, everyone, episode number 12, Strength to Endure podcast. We're back.
Yes, we're back.
It's been a minute. I feel like I say that in every single podcast. It's been...
Yeah, but we've been busy, we're back. Man. We've been so busy with life, far out.
Like you, exactly, we're just far out. Yeah, I'm eating everything. Harry's, you know, just fucking being a
training my star, ass
a star sponsored athlete over here. But Harry, why don't you let everybody know just what the topic is for this week?
Yeah, well, I think we owe our listeners a bit of an apology first. So We are sorry. We know we've been pretty good at getting episodes out every week or every fortnight. But as Eric just said, Eric's got his new Eric Eats the World. He's doing his new challenges. I've now got a few pro Ironman races coming up. So I've been really focusing on trying to nail in some good base foundation training. So we are sorry we haven't got the podcast out as much as we'd like to. We always set a time. Yep, let's do it. But you know, with our time differences, it's really, really hard for us.
17 hours.
Yeah, man. So for like right now for me, it's 12 o'clock on a Monday, and it's like 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. for Eric in San Fran, wherever you are. Where are you?
San Diego. Close enough.
San Diego. Both start with S. But today's topic is a little bit out of the ordinary. It's actually probably should be the biggest topic, I reckon. Eric signed up to do his full Ironman. His first one. Finally. He's done. He's in now. There's no changing it.
Yeah. I mean, once you commit, you know, you're paying what, $800, you know, you're fucking, yeah, dude. You better do that shit. So, it's kind of one of those things where, once you commit to it, or once you like make that step, it's already like at the forefront of my mind, you know. A year ago, or actually about a year and a half ago, before I'd ever done like my full like official marathon, I did the same shit where like I was like thinking about it, like, hey, should I like try to do a marathon? And like, it'd be pretty cool to do one. Wasn't really sure. And then like, I think it was like December 2019, I was up one night and I'm like, you know what, fuck it. I just went on and found a marathon, and I was like, I'm just gonna sign up for it. And I hadn't trained for one. I was, you know, like 25 pounds heavier than I am now. I was just powerlifting all the time, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna sign up for a marathon. And I that like time of like, it was like 3 months away, and that time of, you know, the 3 months, that was pretty much all I needed to have that fire lit up under my ass to be like, you know, you better fucking go train for this, because if that day comes, you know, you're just going to feel, it's going to feel shitty, you know, if you just can't do it. So you better fucking do it. So that's just exactly what I did for the, like, I, you know, it was a few weeks ago that I'd signed up, but I've always wanted to do one, and we've been talking about it for like the longest time. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to sign up for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I took the step right there, you know, and now it's just trying not to die.
It's time to fucking execute.
It's time to execute. So, there's just so many things that go into it, you know, trying to focus on three different disciplines instead of focusing on, you know, doing what I have been doing, which is just pretty much one discipline, you know, cycling. And also structure too, you know, because we've talked about structure before, and I don't really have a solid structure. Harry, on the other hand, is the star of structure. He is, if you guys haven't listened to podcasts from us before, Harry knows his shit, and he's on, He's on Trading Blocks. He's on everything, you know? And it was funny because, like, I was asking Harry, like, yeah, do you think I need, like, a, you know, like a swim coach and, like, you know, and I like a formal Ironman coach? He's like, nah, you'd be fine. I'm like, shit, like, I don't know, you know? So, you know, that's just going to be the, I mean, I look at
Ironman. I'm your swim coach.
What's that?
I'm your swim coach.
Yeah, Harry's just like, yeah, just do this. Just like, you know, just do this. No, but I think that for the most part, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Harry, but a lot of athletes really focus on like the speed aspect of triathlon and having really fast times, and the Ironman is purely just about endurance. You know, it's
yeah, 100%. I mean,
at least for me, because I'm not looking at place. I'm not looking to like just get top three or top 10 or whatever the fuck it is. I just want to finish it.
Yeah. So that's a huge thing with Ironman. People don't understand how big of a deal it actually is. Like, people think, I mean, even just to simply ride 180 kilometers, or what is that, like a 90 mile bike ride? Is that 90 miles, 180 kilometers?
The mileage on the Ironman's 112.
So what does it work out to be? Whatever it is to work out on a bike, it's 180 kilometers in my terms. And it's to do that on any given day is so hard, especially when you have never done it before. So to be able to do that, it does require a lot of little steps coming up to it, like your nutrition, what to eat. You can't just go out and ride 180 Ks on an empty stomach. You'll bonk out. You'll lose all your energy. You'll potentially upset or break or tear muscles in your legs. You'll upset your lower back. Any multitude of things can happen where you're just going to ruin your life. And then on top of that, to add a marathon, which is, you know, 42 and a half kilometers off the back of riding 180 Ks, it takes a lot of foundation, a lot of strength building to get there. And people go, right, yeah, I can do it. You know, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it in sub 10 hours. I'm going to do a 10 hour Ironman.
Is that the standard? Is that like the gold standard?
Nah, time, the standard times are sort of roughly between like 11 hours and 12 hours. So sort of, if you're hovering around that 12, you're doing very, very well. People that sort of do a sub 10 are a very well-seasoned athlete, and then you sort of your pro-level guys are doing it in your sub-9s, your mid-8s, and you know, your Juan Fredinos are doing it in your 7 hours 40, and now they're even doing the sub-7 project, where a guy called Christian Blumenfeld and Alistair Brownlee are trying to go a sub-7 hour Ironman, which is unheard of. That is
you're literally like, that's break.
So put it this way, you're being a Michael Phelps in the swim,
right?
You're being a Lance Armstrong on the bike, and then you're being a Eliud Kipchoge in the marathon. So you need to be that's running. Crazy. Like, works out to be an almost a 4 hour time trial, for like 180 Ks in 4 hours, and then in about 4 hours, and then doing like a 2 hour 20 marathon, and then, you know, a 50 minute swim.
That's insane.
I remember back when I did my first half Ironman, I was doing my 1.8 kilometer swim in like 50 minutes, you know, 45 minutes, and they're doing double that in the same time frame. That's
crazy.
It's so intense.
Have you seen the guy? His name is the Iron Cowboy. He's doing bro, it's fucking gnarly to see this guy just like, you know, to anybody that's not familiar, like, with what's going on. So there's actually a little bit of controversy too, because he's not, because the Iron Man, like, I'm just, I don't know a like everything about Iron Man, but I know that they're pretty protective of their name and when it can be used and how it's used and everything. And so there's this guy, I believe his name is like his handle on Instagram is like the Iron Cowboy or something like that. And he's doing, he phrased it as Iron Cowboy style triathlons or something like that. But he's doing, essentially it's the same distance of an Iron Man. So it's like 112 mile bike ride, 2.4 mile swim, and that full length marathon. And he's doing that every single day for 100 days. And yeah, it's so like
he did it 50 days and now he's doubling it.
Right. It's like, and I've been seeing every single night I go on Instagram and I'll see him like slowly start to just like, actually not even slowly anymore. He's just like, I don't want to say deteriorating, but it, like you could see it in his like his facial expression. Like, I would be I haven't even done one, you know. It's just fucking crazy.
To do one every single day is just unheard. You will deteriorate. That it is just fucked. But anyway, he's not the star of the show, Eric. You are. This is about you.
Yeah.
So we need to talk about your Iron Man. And
yeah, I'm just trying to get one.
Trying to do their first Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm trying to get one. Yes. And I feel like. That, and you said this to me a while, I feel like it was a few months ago after I did that 200 mile bike ride. And, that was in Harry's words, I think you said it was like the closest to doing one because it was, I think that took me a little bit less than, a little bit more than 10 hours.
Yeah.
And so, like, but factoring in the fact that I have to swim and then run in that same time frame is like, to me, it's just going to be so challenging, you know, because, they're like, and to be clear, like my plans aren't to just dive straight into doing a full length Ironman because I actually haven't done an actual triathlon before. I've never done a sprint. I haven't done an Olympic distance triathlon. I've never done a triathlon. So my plan is to do an actual, probably one or two triathlons if I can find a sprint, or an Olympic distance triathlon over the next couple of months. I think I have a little bit less than 6 months now to prepare for this Ironman. But, that's my plan. You know, a lot of people like, I got a few people saying like, oh, you're just going to go straight into doing an Ironman. And I don't think that wouldn't be the smartest move because I, the transitions and, the fact that I do have to swim, bike and run all this other stuff. I'm pretty much just worried about the transitions to be honest. Cause like, I feel like there's a lot of like, you know, I don't want to do the
wrong
thing. A lot of
thought that goes into it. Yeah.
I was watching Global Cycling Network has the Triathlon Cycling Network. I think it's called
GTN,
like
Global Triathlon Network.
Yeah, oh, it's GTN. And there's like a helmet rule. Is there like a helmet rule that you can't like take your helmet off
so you can't unrack your bike until your helmet is on your head and fastened. So normally people put your helmet on first and then do everything else.
What do you think, Harry, is like out of like how many Ironmans have you done?
Six. So not very many.
That's a fucking shitload to me. what's the hardest part to you out of
the hardest
out of
part is the entire thing? Is well, to start off, it is all hard. Every part is hard. What a lot of people forget is trust in your training. You train each discipline every single day or several disciplines every single day. Your coach or your own research has provided you the strength and the ability to do these distances. So right. Trust in your body that you can do it. The hardest part is, in my opinion, there's two. Is keeping calm, cool, and collective. You know, it's not to rush. It's a long day out there. It's a fucking long day. Last thing you want to do is rush and make small, stupid mistakes because those little mistakes sit with you when you're doing the distances. Like I remember I've put a sock on incorrectly on the bike and I've just gone and then I could feel it being uncomfortable and I'm like, I should have just spent an extra 3 seconds putting my sock on properly.
Wow.
You know, just something doing things like that. Yeah, little things. But also main one is nutrition. Nutrition, nutrition, nutrition. Make sure you're eating. Your body will, you're going to burn about 8,000 calories out there. Like it's going to be a big, big, big day.
That's
and you
it?
Need to make sure you're replenishing the sodium that you're losing, the electrolytes,
right.
The carbohydrates, the glycogen in your blood, you know, absolutely every single one of these, bodily fluids, I suppose, you need to replenish what's coming out of your body. And to do that in a sensible way that you can have it sit in your stomach and you can continue to exercise or continue to go through your Ironman and not throw up or not need to go to the toilet. Yeah. Those are little things that you need to practice and to put into perspective. Like some people, I can't eat in Ironmans, but however, I have found that if I put banana bread that's been homemade and I put it in my jersey or my tri-suit when I'm on the bike, it warms it up, makes it nice and moist, and then when I can eat it, it's very easy to digest. You've also got, you know, half a liter of, you know, salt water in your mouth and in your stomach. Yeah. So when you want to put a you know, effectively a nice tasting food in your mouth, it makes you want to throw up. But also because you're exertion to a degree, it's hard to swallow. So having nice things that are in your mouth that is easy to digest and easy to chew or swallow, it's going to go straight into your stomach, and it's not going to sit there and, you know, make it gurgle and, you know, wanting to get off and go to the toilet. And same with gels, having a nice, comfortable flavor gel, to have in your mouth, to get some instant sugar into your bloodstream, things like that are things you need to not necessarily research, but put into practice when you train. Like I'll be giving Eric some tips when he goes and does what they call a brick session, which is a bike and a run. Go for a bike ride and then instantly into a run, things he can eat and then start warming his stomach up into being able to complete a full Ironman without getting sick or without bonking, which means you've gone below that energy. Body just hasn't got anything to give in, and that's when you see people falling on the floor because they may have injured themselves, but 9 times out of 10 is because they haven't given their body the necessary fuel to keep going. So
right.
The whole fuel is the main thing that I get worried about. But also taking in things, a lot of things you can do is, like, most triathletes get scared on the swim. Fact.
I'm scared shitless of the swim. That's all I can think about.
Yep. And mate, as much as I've said, don't be scared, be scared. Because what it is.
I'm going to still be fucking scared.
Because the hard part about it is you're lining up against hundreds of other athletes, if not thousands, and you're all swimming the same distance, going to the same location. So what people fail to remember is, you know, let's just say you're in an age group race and you've got 100 age group athletes. People are trying to swim over the top of you. They want to finish their swim faster than you.
Right.
So they're going to try and climb over the top of you. They want to get there faster. So you're caught up in people slapping your feet, trying to obviously tactically sink you maybe. There's heaps of these things that happen that people aren't prepared for. So that's the swimming the distances is never an issue. I know that you could go out there right now and swim 3.8 kilometers easy. I know you can do it. Your wetsuit will carry you. You're not going to drown. There's no sharks.
I'm swimming in a river, so it's not like open, you know, in the ocean or anything like that. So,
but use tools. People think that they're going to drown, and that's why you have a wetsuit, because it does make you float. It is a flotation device, so to speak. But that's when, again, it's another thing I've said before on many episodes is slow it down. Smooth is fast. You don't have to swing your arms at, you know, 70 strokes per minute or 80 strokes per minute. It's focusing on nice, controlled stroke, breathing pattern, what's going on, sighting, you know, right, where you are, things like that will make you go faster. Not necessarily make you go faster, you might swim slower, but you'll be more direct. It's right, better to swim in a straight line slower than fast, but you're swimming left and right, because you can't sight, you can't see where you're going. Right. It's all about control. But once again, these are all things that chances are we're going to cover over the next coming months, because this is huge. This is huge for you. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are in a similar position. You know, now that you guys have got a bit more freedom now with the vaccine coming through, there's going to be a lot more multi-sport events coming up, and people are now feeling more motivated than ever to go and do stuff.
Super exciting. So, yeah.
Yeah. 100%, man. But after all that rambling, the two things that scare me the most is poor nutrition and overthinking things, not slowing it down and just rushing. And there's no need to rush. It's 10 hours out there. What's a couple of seconds?
Right. I'll make sure I put my sock on correctly. Cause that's good. Yeah. It's like little shit like that I definitely have done. Like even in past, like, you know, not obviously I've never done a triathlon before, but like just little mistakes I've done in the past. Like,
yeah, but practice, you know, mate, it's all about practice. People don't do it enough. It's all about practicing. Even if you don't do a proper triathlon event, make your own up. You know, drive down to the beach or the river or the pool even, put your bike in the back of your car, go out, swim in the water, run to your car, open up, put your shoes on your bike, practice it all. Or if you've got a friend or someone to come with you, have them leave your bike and hold onto your bike. So you can, as soon as you come out the water, you can practice your transition. Or
that's what's going to happen.
Just practice transition. Just, you know, put your wetsuit on, have your bike hanging up somewhere. Run straight to your bike, out of your wetsuit, into your cycling shoes, socks on, go. Come back, try it again with the running shoes. It's all about practicing. Transition is huge. Transition does can save you a few minutes in an Ironman. But it's also, it can make or break your race. You could have a very poor, as I said to you just then, when I did a half Ironman and I didn't put my sock on correctly, that just stayed with me. That's all I could think about. It's all I could focus on, not focusing on my power output, my heart rate, my breathing, my nutrition, eating and drinking every 45 minutes, things like that. These small things do come into practice. They do come into play.
Yeah, definitely. That's why I really hope I can use those first, you know, one or two triathlons to understand like the fundamentals of you know, everything first before I just dive straight into that.
Beauty about you, Eric, is you've got a huge engine. You've got a fucking big engine. Therefore, and I know you're quite competitive, as I've seen in your previous videos. So I feel like you won't stop. You will make sure you do it. I have no doubt in my mind whether the swim takes you 40 minutes or 4 hours, you'll get it done. Whether you swim for 500 meters, stop, have a quick breather, reassess where you are, then keep swimming, stop another 500 meters, stop, breathe, relax, swim again, you'll get it done.
Fingers crossed. But yeah, as we continue to do more episodes over the next couple of months, which is super exciting, because like we can you know, drop in some updates and, you know, Harry can tell you about all the races he's continuing to smash.
I've got a few coming up too, so we'll touch on them ones as well. We'll talk about what I would do pre-race coming into what they call a taper week or a taper fortnight or whatever anyone does, or what I do specifically, and how I taper versus how maybe Eric tapers to do something. Mm-hmm. And just for you know what tapering means is if you have a race coming up in, just say it's the start of June and you have a race on the start of July, you'll say 2 weeks out, you'll start easing off on your training load, like how hard you're training, to allow your body to recover, your muscles to be strong enough so that when you come to your event, you're fresh, you're ready to perform at your absolute best. So, but we'll touch.
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on all that more as we continue to dive into more episodes. And you guys got let you know, feel free to. As we say at the very end of each episode, shoot us over an email if you guys have any suggestions as you know, as far as what you'd like to see us cover in future episodes on the Strength to Endure, because we definitely we value every email we get, every piece of feedback you guys give us. We appreciate everything. So
we do. I just feel bad for some of our listeners, so you know, we do get a lot of messages saying, "Hey, when's the podcast?" But in our personal lives, we have been dealing through a lot of stuff as well as training. We are human; we do have lives as well. We do this voluntarily, so it's not like we're getting paid for this. We're doing this because we like just giving a bit of information. But we're back.
We'll try to be a little bit better with a little bit more consistent for sure. Anything else you'd like to add, Harry, for this Ironman podcast?
I'm good. Yeah. Just wanted Sounds to let everyone know that how brave and strong and pretty and lucky you are.
maybe, I don't feel very pretty right now because I'm currently as sick as a dog. But, you know, once I'm back to normal, maybe I'll get into pretty mode again. We really appreciate you guys for listening, and we will see you guys in the next episode of the Strength to Endure.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Strength to Endure podcast. We really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did enjoy it, go ahead and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, stay tuned for the next episode of the Strength to Endure podcast.